Meteorological skies are clear and good for worker play on Wednesday. The only exact marker in the sky watch appears this evening as the moon sextals or agrees with clever Mercury at 7:15 p.m. But the moon squares pouting Venus an hour later and finally squares dopey Neptune around 10 p.m. These aspects are all minor, but they're low energy. Likely you'll be ready for dream time earlier than usual tonight. If your birthday is this week, July 4th through the 10th, you have green lights to make a major change in your life and times, Cancer. You're one of the lucky few who will have Jupiter and Uranus dancing together in fired-up Aries in your new solar return. Uranus rules your genius and the truth. Jupiter will bless both this year, even if it's something extreme like moving from corporate slave to a beekeeper. Time will fly this year, and you'll make most of it by getting out of your rut and neighborhood and looking at your options. One of your gifts, Cancer, is to smell out how the changing tide and mood will play in the public's mind in the months ahead. You have a great instinct for putting yourself in the right place at the right time. This is the year to engage this energy and the direction of your future. In Texas Hold'em, they deal you two cards down to start the game. Your cards for this year's game, two aces. You can play or fold, Cancer, but times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Welcome to Seeing Beyond. My name is Bonnie Colleen. I'm your host, and you can find out more about me and my pioneering guests on our website, which is seeingbeyond.com. And let's face it, this is the time for pioneering. However, I'm wondering if perhaps the pioneering isn't more inward than outward. Our guest, David Elliott, is going to be talking about that today. He says, if the U.S. is coming apart at the seams, doesn't that mean that we are too? Is what's ailing our society what's ailing ourselves? David, it's so good to have you here with us on Seeing Beyond for the first time, and it's going to be great, too, that our Seeing Beyond listeners will be able to be with you at East West Books when you're doing a free lecture on Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m., and then the next day, a workshop called Unleashing Your Healing Potential, 1:30 to 5. Welcome to Seeing Beyond.
Hello, Bonnie. I'm glad to be with you.
You know, you're known as the reluctant healer. What's the reluctant part?
Well, it seems to be a title that most people can relate to. For me, in the beginning, I was convinced that my mission on the earth was as an actor, and after a short time of being in Los Angeles, this is a hard statement to believe, but I started to be grabbed by strangers on the streets and in stores and airplanes, and they would all say the same thing, that I was a healer and that they had been looking for me. So that kind of rocked the boat a little bit and created quite a bit of reluctance in me about the whole idea of what a healer was and what that was about.
Well, and it seems almost unbelievable. I mean, excuse me for that, but especially in a place like L.A., where people, you know, oftentimes are bustling around. They've got their own agendas, their own lives. I mean, I don't see this as being some place like a small town in the Midwest or something like that, where you might be sitting up at the counter having a Coke or something, and somebody says, well, tell me about yourself. I don't know, you just got the face of a healer. This seems just unbelievable to me, so it must have to you, too.
It did. I mean, I'd been in a few commercials and a few TV shows prior when I, early landing here, and of course, my ego always wanted it to be somebody that recognized me from something I was in as an actor, and it was always this thing about healing, and I got to where I could recognize the look in their eye and how they were moving towards me, and after being grabbed more than once, and one time even on an airplane and being yanked down into the seat with a woman and her daughter, I finally looked up at the sky and said, God, you need to send me some answers because I'm not liking this too much.
You're being recast in life, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was bizarre, to say the least. Of course, in Southern California, you know, healers, actors, therapists, you know, entertainers, there's a they're all rather synonymous, and it didn't shock some people as much as it did me, I guess. And as I started to confront it and deal with it and see what it was about, it started to make a little more sense over time. And eventually, by the time I wrote the book, the first book, The Reluctant Healer, you know, I explained what that journey was, and it really related more to the beginning of the journey.
Well, you know, it's one thing to be looked at as a healer, to have that kind of, I guess, expression in your eyes. They say the eyes are the window to the soul, or something about you that elicited that. And it's another thing to be a healer.
Right.
What about that? Did you fit the role, so to speak?
Well, when I distill it back, after reflecting into it now for about 20 years, I started to realize, I grew up in Kentucky on a farm with animals, and my great-grandfather was a country doctor, my grandfather's brother and sister were nuns, and so it just seemed like I'm a bit of a mixture of all of it put together. And, you know, as a little boy, I would be rescuing all the sick farm animals and trying to bring them back. And so I probably have always lived a bit of that, and have always been incredibly sensitive. So it just has made sense to me to understand and study humans and study life and energy and what makes people, you know, healthy and what makes people sick, you know. And so it's been probably a lifelong journey, I guess.
Well, it sounds to me like you were kind of a stranger in a strange land in L.A. when you think about your past. I mean,
yeah.
The boyhood that you just described is what I was kind of intuiting as a place where people might recognize you more readily as a healer. It says on your website that you are a clairaudient healer.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, a more common term that I guess people hear is clairvoyant, which a lot of the psychics use, which has to do with, I guess we could call it clear vision, you know, buoyancy. The clairaudience has to do with the throat chakra. It's a hearing. It's a gift of hearing and speaking using the throat. Of course, I always say mine comes with a Southern accent. But,
which I love, by the way.
Yeah. So when it really started turning up the volume, just prior to me moving to Southern California, really started increasing, and I didn't think that much about it. I just thought that, hey, I don't know, that's the way it's the way everybody heard. And then when a healer showed up in my life, right after I looked up at the sky and said, God, send me some answers, one of my best friends called and said, I have a healer you have to meet. And I said, well, I must need to meet him. Ask him if he's ever coming to L.A. And he was, and I met him a few days after that. And he told me, kind of laid it all out there, and told me he had known me many lifetimes. Of course, I rolled my eyes. Actually, he looked at me, and he said, hello, brother, we meet again. And I thought,
goodness.
Oh, here we go again. And he said, you know, you're a healer. You've done healing work many, many lifetimes. You're clairaudient. You have a very unique gift. And he said it was different than his. He was more of a clairvoyant. And he said, you know, your gift is much more refined than mine. And I kind of looked at him blankly. And he said, well, you hear the answer to people's questions before they ask the questions. You hear their thoughts. You hear into their being. I was skeptical, and I said, well, doesn't everybody? And he said, oh, no, not to the degree you do. And that, as he explained it a little bit more, it started to resonate with me very deeply, because the most intense place I had this hearing gift or curse, I guess, was in relationships. And the last relationship I was in, I would hear everything with this girl, her thoughts. I would see the pictures around her of where she was been or if she wasn't telling me the truth. And, it was intense. I would experience her dreams at night. So he actually, in my skepticism, he said to me, well, it gets really intense around relationships, doesn't it? And he had me at that point. So I said, okay, what's this about? What's going on? And he said, well, you know how to work with energy. It's innate. You've done it many, many times. He said, I'm going to show you a meditation technique that you showed me back in India. I think he even said a time period, but I pretty much blocked it. And he said, I'm going to refresh your memory. And he showed me this meditation that I work with a lot. And pretty much my energy turned on and have been vibrating and feeling energy pulsing through me for 20 years now. So I kind of had to relearn to sleep and think and do everything, feeling a current of energy, kind of like goosebumps moving through me.
They talk about being born again. It sounds like you were.
I guess there's many terms for the same thing, but that's definitely what happened. And through that process, I've been able to apply it to people's, physical, emotional, mental problems and blockages, and really be able to teach people how to open up and release the things that they may be holding from the past or things they're projecting into the future that's taking them out of the moment. And I'm able to relate this to them on a kind of an energetic experience. Therefore, I don't need to use too much logic, and spirit tends to move through it very strongly, meaning that people will start to feel some connection to their higher self, and, the rest is history, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't think, David, of a more important time on the planet for you to return to do your healing work, even if you are somewhat reluctant. And Seeing Beyond listeners, David Elliott is going to be at East West Books, one of our favorite places. They've been a Seeing Beyond sponsor for years and years now. Mm-hmm. Thank you to East West Books in downtown Mountain View. So you can make an evening of it on Saturday, July 17th. They've got so many wonderful ethnic restaurants there. I love to just walk up and down the street, yes. Castro Street, and just kind of energetically pick which flavor, which restaurant I want. And then at 7:30, David Elliott will be at East West Books for a free lecture that, of course, is on healing. Now, it is free, and this is such a wonderful place for you to meet people like David Elliott, for you to come together with each other also. But they do ask that you call for a reservation because, as you know, it's a wonderful place, but it's a little bit on the small side. So do give them a call so they'll be sure and have a place for you. Their number, 650-988-9800. 650-988-9800. The next day, David will be at East West Books for a half-day workshop. He'll be there from 1:30 to 5 p.m., and this one called Unleash Your Healing Potential. It's $49, $60 the day of the event. And again, the number to call, 650-988-9800. I think this is going to be filled, so call soon, 650-988-9800. Well, I was so intrigued just looking at David Elliott's picture in the East West magazine and then reading about him. And, of course, you can find more at eastwest.com. All right. We are going to be back, I promise you, seeing beyond.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Welcome back. I am Bonnie Colleen, and I'm here with David Elliott. He says the need for healing is in the air. I mean, let's face it, everywhere we look these days, life is uncertain, can be even contentious. Old familiar institutions are either breaking down or increasingly unworkable. The government, the economy, traditional religion, and others. People are feeling insecure as the old bastions of personal identity no longer hold up to the way they once did. As a result, more and more people are confronted by the big questions of life. Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? You might find out more by talking with David Elliott. Well, David, one thing you don't know is when I was reading this about you and about your view of how the world is right now, and you're certainly accurate in my opinion, what you don't know is that several years ago, I mean, I've been on the air for almost 22 years, so gosh, it had to be 15 years ago at least, I was actually the guest on somebody else's radio program. And she asked me a very big question that kind of stymied me for a half a second. And she said, so Bonnie, how would you summarize your program? I mean, what's it all about? And I'm going, well, my goodness sakes, how am I going to summarize all these years of broadcasting, all of these people I've interviewed into a simple sentence or two? And then all of a sudden it came to me like in a flash. And I said, well, I guess if I were going to summarize it, it's who am I and why am I here? Mm-hmm. So those are the big questions. And, you know, those have been the questions, David, that have been asked from time immemorial. Mm-hmm. As soon as our needs of survival are taken care of, it seems like those are the big questions. Right. But it seems to me that these times are pumping them up even more. It's even more important to get the answers. Speak to what I've just said.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, gosh, as a little boy, I remember my father saying to me many times, you are the most curious young man I've ever been around. Of course, he probably hadn't been around that many, but he's like, you have more questions. And I mean, I always wanted to know. I mean, I was taught by Catholic nuns in grade school, and, you know, they would oftentimes get a little bit frustrated with my questions because they would be wanting to teach a certain curriculum, and I would be raising my hand and say, I remember one time saying, I don't understand who came first, Jesus or the dinosaurs. You know, I always had these questions that I needed to understand what this life was about, what I'm here to do, you know, what really makes me happy. You know, I had a burning drive and passion even as a young boy, and, you know, I had a wonderful life growing up on the farm, but I knew that wasn't it. I knew I had, you know, really had some exploration to do, and I needed to get out in the world and see what it was about. And so, you know, when it was time to leave the farm to go to college, as much as my dad wanted me to come back after college, I wasn't ready. And I had a great uncle who said, come on, let's go out to California. You need to be out on the West Coast. And, I mean, you know, he must have known something, because when I got here, it really felt like home, and I knew there was something about it I needed to immerse myself in. And so that even the whole journey into acting and how that happened ultimately was a spiritual process of teaching me about my emotions, about my energy, about my expression, and the real, I guess, thing I've learned about healing and helping people is that if we can get people on purpose in their life, expressing themselves, finding some value into what they're doing, usually in some ways helping other people do the same thing, finding their way, many sick people get well really fast. And I've found that some of the shortcuts I talk about in the new book, Healing, is using creativity and gratitude can really shorten the distance to some healing and completion of things that have been taking people maybe the long road. So for me, again, the why am I here? I know that a lot of that has been to express myself, to share the part of my heart that I know, you know, there's a good person in there. There's something that I've understood about love and what I call self-love that makes me be able to connect to everything in a very universal way. And it kind of creates this big circle where, you know, the energy I'm giving will always come back multiplied, and, you know, it connects me to a expanded consciousness where all the answers are flowing from a place of love. And I don't know, I relate it back to how I walked around, you know, as a boy on the farm and being amazed at life and nature always, and there's never a day when it tends to amaze me any less.
Well, it sounds to me like you feel that people need to know who they are, they need to know their purpose in life, in order for them to actually be healthy. Now, certainly, I think most people would say, well, yeah, to be emotionally healthy and even spiritually healthy, perhaps even mentally healthy. But what about physically healthy? I mean, do you think that our finding our purpose in life and knowing why we're here and then acting on it in a very mm-hmm. positive way,
yes.
do you think that can bring physical health to somebody who's
feeling? Oh, my gosh.
Feeling?
It's probably the first thing it does. I mean, so when people come to me who are sick with, I don't know, if we just use cancer as an example, I'm not saying this to stir anybody up who's lost somebody from cancer, but I find that if people connect into, you know, the real core reason, I call it, to their spiritual life's purpose, if they connect into that, you know, the miracles I've seen or have had reported back to me have always happened when a person suddenly, you know, dropped away the illusions and all the struggles and maybe other people's ideas of what they should be living as their life and stepped into what really, you know, they're here to do. And when that happens, I think some of the fastest healing I see is on the physical level.
You know, and I think that these are catalytic times for just that, because
yes.
people aren't being left alone anymore. They're not able to just stay put. Most of us are being riled up in some way or thrown off the bucking bronco, or I'm using lots of different metaphors for saying that, you know, change is afoot.
Yes. Well,
I
was just writing about that in a newsletter I sent out, I think, yesterday, that ultimately, you know, this age of communication, everything we're using to communicate and, in a lot of ways, express ourselves, you know, whether it's our cell phones, our computers, and all the social networking platforms, it's made the world a much smaller place, and it's speeded it up so significantly. Every new phone, every new computer, all the information is just, you know, the instantaneous experience of it is what people want, and that affects us the same way. So there's many things I believe that's pushing us in our evolution. And certainly the communication age we're living in is is enhancing that.
David, I know that Seeing Beyond listeners are going to want to hear you on Friday evening, 7:30 p.m. at East West Books when you're there July 17th to talk about healing. The next day you're going to be having a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m., on unleashing people's healing potentials. That's only $49 in advance, $60 if they wait until the day of the event and there's still room. What are you going to be doing, first of all, at the lecture, and then how do you see the workshop going?
Okay. Well, my bookstore lectures tend to be, I guess I am still the, you know, what is the old saying? You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. For me, there's not a ton I'm going to talk about regarding myself. I open things up pretty quickly to Q&A, answering people's questions about healing or the journey or whatever they bring. And then, I did an event there about 5 years ago. It was wonderful. We had a room full of really wonderful people, and, you know, I'm sure I'll see some of the same faces this time. And then I like to offer to people an hors d'oeuvre of the meditation that I work with. I don't know that they're going to allow me to clear all the chairs out. We may do the meditation sitting in the chairs. It depends. It depends on how much leeway they give me. But I oftentimes like to move the chairs out of the way and have people lay on the floor and guide them through, you know, a 10-15 minute meditation. And people will feel the energy flow. So through this, it's a breathing meditation, and through the activation of their energy, which ultimately happens when we get the brain to slow down a little bit. And so by activating the energy through the meditation, people will feel their own energy. They'll feel their own relationship to their spirit, and that's where I find the big releases happen emotionally, physically, and through that process, the mind stops thinking. So just in, 10-15 minutes, people will feel what I'm talking about.
Well, this is a time on the planet when I think we're hungry for just this, not only hungry for it, but really need it. We're going to be coming back and sharing with you what David Elliott is going to be doing at the workshop the next day at East West Books. That would be Sunday, July 18th. So he'll be Saturday, July 17th, 7:30 p.m. doing the lecture, Sunday, July 18th doing the workshop, Unleashing Your Healing Potential, 1:30 to 5 p.m. If you want more information, you can go to eastwest.com or you can call them, and they do need reservations, 650-988-9800, 650-988-9800. Find out more about David Elliott and his work at thereluctanthealer.com. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and we are back. Our guest is David Elliott. He calls himself the Reluctant Healer, which is the title of his first book. His newest book, Healing, is aptly titled, and this from a reviewer of the book. She says, after I finished reading it, I thought, this is truth with a capital T and healing with a capital H, delving deeper into some of the same topics that emerged in his first book, The Reluctant Healer, and plunging perceptibly into new territory as well. David's intention is to help us readers discover what is holding us back from healing. According to David, and I'm quoting him here, healing is the journey back to our natural balance and harmony that is called love. And David is going to be at East West Books Saturday, July 17th for a free lecture, 7:30 p.m., returning Sunday, July 18th, 1:30 to 5 for a workshop on unleashing your healing potential. So what are you going to be doing at the workshop on Sunday at East West Books, David?
Well, I'll always start off by saying I'll be having a lot of fun. So for me, I always look at the healing process as a fun process and you know, not to take anything too serious. But what we'll be doing on Sunday would be, you know, I'm going to bring some teaching out of the book and take people through some exercises and show them, give them a bit of a flavor of what I teach in my healer training classes, kind of explain a little bit of the atmosphere of how, you know, I work on retreats. So they'll get a bit of a smorgasbord of experience in that, I don't know, 3.5 hours or whatever. And of course, we'll culminate it at the end with a much longer, deeper meditation where I will be collecting information from all the people there as we're working, and then using that, some of that, you know, with people, possibly doing a little work with their bodies, but encouraging them to be able to get some healing into the specific places where they need it.
So as a former high school teacher, we had to come up with our objectives. This was part of what we were told would make us good teachers. We had to actually write them down and then demonstrate that we were doing them.
Uh-huh.
So I'll play the role here of the principal now. As the principal of your school, David, what would be your objective? What do you want your students to be able to do or to know after this time with you on Sunday, July 18th?
Well, my primary objective every day in working with people is ultimately to show people that they have the power to heal themselves without a healer, without a person like me, without, you know, people to be depended on, that we have the ability to heal ourselves within ourselves. So the application of the meditation and teaching people about how to connect with their energy and how to use that as an awareness, as a consciousness stream, you know, that they can deepen in their relationship, literally as a spiritual practice with themselves. So this is what I do in all the private work and all the work I do. For me, it's one constant teaching, one constant through line of, you know, again, teaching people how to empower themselves and heal themselves as opposed to looking externally. Now, I know that they will be looking to me for certain things, and I'll be happy to share with them, you know, all the intuitive information I get about the symptoms of what's gotten them to the place, you know, they're at. And also I'm going to be very clear about leaving them with, you know, some tools to practice on their own once we're done.
David, gosh, it's going to be so great to have you there. And I know that people are going to be coming to the lecture. They're going to be coming to the workshop. But I also know people are going to want to have a personal session with you. Are you going to be available for that out here? Do you do anything over any of your work over the phone? How do you work with your individual clients?
Well, I do a lot of work over the phone, and nowadays, you know, we use Skype and other different ways to communicate. And, you know, I do a fair amount of work privately with people in Los Angeles or in the cities I'm in. Unfortunately, with Mountain View, I'm going to be traveling from Seattle and all through Oregon, and Mountain View's the last city for me, and then I have to head on back down to L.A. So I'm not sure there's going to be time for privates there. However, I will be having at least one assistant with me who's very gifted and maybe definitely in the ballpark with myself as a healer, and she's a local girl, and you know, she'll be there, and I'll be sharing her information so that people can have a local person to help them as well. We've trained some other healers in the San Francisco Bay Area who are doing some of this work up there. Now there's such a growing network of people that I'm getting people present, or there's more and more people present in many cities around the country and world now, as I'm teaching more in Europe and other foreign countries.
Well, you know, I was impressed by your teacher who said you'd been here before with him. Really knowing that you were going to surpass him in the healing work that you do and being happy about that, to me that is the sign of a true teacher, is somebody who lets their ego get out of the way and has the student go beyond them. And it sounds like that's what you're doing with your students, too. Do you have any longer workshops coming up in the future, any retreats or anything like that?
Oh, gosh, yeah, I have a whole docket of stuff that's on the Reluctant Healer under the events page, or also on my newer website, which is to do with the healing book. It's davidelliott-healing.com. So there's, there's a lot of events coming up. We have a retreat in Sedona, Arizona, every Labor Day. Also, I have the healer training class, level one class, that I teach in Los Angeles. I teach it around all over, but it will be in Los Angeles July 24th and 25th, I believe. From there I go to Europe, and I'll be teaching in Paris, London, Barcelona, Spain, and Verona, Italy. I'm on the road a lot this summer and fall, and you know, my main intention with much of the travel, even though I can't keep up with all the places where people want me to go, but my main intention right now is to help this book get its feet under it. I believe so strongly in the message in it, and I know it'll help people wherever they are, however they choose to engage with it. So I'm helping the book as if it were one of my children.
Well, the book is called Healing. It's David Elliott's newest book, and I'll bet you anything he'll be happy to sign it. When you buy a copy at East West Books, he'll be there Saturday evening, July 17th, for a free workshop, 7:30 p.m., and then the following day, Sunday, July 18th, a workshop, 1:32, 5 p.m., with David Elliott called Unleash Your Healing Potential. And just to give you kind of a little preview of the newest book, Healing, by David Elliott, this also from the reviewer, she says, the book Healing is divided into five sections that delineate, number one, what work is required in order to heal. Number two, how to do the work to heal. Number three, how to apply the work to the big issues such as sexual abuse, cancer, relationships, leaderships, and money. Number four, the tools David uses in his healing work. And five, a closing section on the importance of gratitude in healing. And again, the book is Simple to Remember, Healing, by David Elliott. His two websites are thereluctanthealer.com and David Elliott, and you spell that with two T's, ELLIOTT-healing.com. And of course, as always, David's URLs will be linked right there on the homepage of our website. It's so simple. Just go to seeingbeyond.com, go to the calendar, go to today's date. You'll see David Elliott's name, the name of his book, and his contact information. We've got lots more. Stay with us, as I promise you, we'll continue to see beyond.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shah, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
What an exciting interview. I love to bring people like David Elliott onto the airwaves, and I know that many of you are going to be attending his free lecture at East West Books Saturday, July 17th, 7:30 p.m., and then wanting to go to the workshop the next day, 1:30 to 5, $49 in advance, $60 the day of the event. Find out more at eastwest.com. David, talk about your concept of exchange.
Well, that's a big one in the book, and I kind of liken it to the Monopoly board, and I say, hey, if we can get people to get the relationship in with self-love, then the next, I don't know, what was it, Park Place or which one of those, I forget now, the properties that were just past goal. So self-love would be right there on past goal. And then once we can get people connecting, understanding that feeling and the vibration of love within themselves, then we can move into exchange. And exchange, I liken this to, you know, it's having this abundance of energy to be able to, exchange, to give, to receive back. It's a flow of energy that contains, you know, a respect and consciousness and awareness in it. It's not just about money. To me, so many people get bogged down in spiritual work or the ideas of spiritual work and it, you know, needing to be free, needing to cost a certain amount. I found that there does need to be an exchange. Otherwise, people oftentimes won't value what they receive. And so I've studied this, and I've looked at it in the formula of what does it take in accountability to get people to pay attention, apply, and value themselves enough to receive what spirit or what, you know, what it takes for them to change, you know. It's a very, very powerful teaching around exchange. One of the level two healer training class I teach is all about exchange, and we cover everything from value, money, debt, purpose. There's many elements to it, and like I say, the idea around exchange. The last thing I mention around exchange is actually money. All the other things to me are way more important than the actual, handing of money to another. I was just looking in the book. Here's what the definition that I wrote for exchange is: the flow of consciousness given and received as energy, respect, value, appreciation, and love. It can also refer to goods, services, and money. So to me, that kind of says it all, I guess.
It certainly does. And, they say employees would rather have appreciation than a raise. And I'll tell you one thing about it. I'm not sure if that's absolutely true, but what I will say is, if an employee does not feel appreciated, they're probably not going to do a very good job for you. And in addition to that, they're not going to be feeling very good about themselves. I started off this interview with a statement that if the U.S. is coming apart at the seams, doesn't that mean that we are too? Mm-hmm. What is ailing our society? What is ailing us? Well, David, let's talk about the symptoms you see in individuals who are suffering and how they might also be symptoms of our society.
My gosh. There's so many different directions I could go in that, but the first one that popped in my mind, probably because I was just talking about exchange, is if we look at all the illusion that's present in the world about money right now, about value, about currency, about debt, and then we go, and if we just looked at the United States, and maybe we didn't even go into Europe and talk about the Euros and all the other countries, but if we just talked about the United States and the dollar and the mortgage business, and it's an endless conversation of all the institutions that are kind of out of whack in the financial way of being, and then we look at the people and say, gosh, there's no wonder why, people have fallen so out of truth when it comes to debt and how they use plastic and how they spend. And ultimately, it takes us to a core place, I believe, of we're, as a society, we're reaching outside of ourselves to try to feel better, to try to feel love, to try to feel contentment, through the external, through the goods and through the things that are very seductive, a newer, fancier thing, as opposed to really sustaining that love and that connection inside of ourselves. So to me, where the individuals are kind of is also where the country is, as above, so below, as within, so without. I don't know if that last phrase kind of worked, but, what's inside, we're going to see and see as a reflection externally.
I'm reading a book right now called The Fourth Turning. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's extremely historical, a lot of sociological viewpoints in it. It was written around 1998. And it talks about the end of an era happening in 2005 and that we're now in a crisis time. And then the authors go back into history and talk about how this has happened over and over and over again. It's quite extraordinary reading, and very in-depth, very factual, and kind of scary, quite frankly.
Right.
In short, they feel like we're in a huge crisis, we're going to come out the other side, change, different, society won't be the same as it is going in, government won't be the same, we won't be the same. Speak to that.
Well, to me, the beauty in it all is, yes, we're being forced to change. We have things going on with the oceans, with, the volcanoes, with the climate, it's on and on. we are being brought to this place, I believe, to understand more deeply how our thoughts, how our intentions, how we're choosing to be is affecting everything, everything around us, everything that we use unconsciously, you know, whether that's how we drive our cars and use the oil and how we consume resources. To me, there's a lack of exchange. There's a lack of respect and consciousness and awareness to what we're doing. And I believe this time period is bringing that right in our face, where we have to deal with, you know, the ways that we become not only technologically driven, but in a consumption way driven to just keep consuming. And I don't know that we have the resources here to support that on this planet. So the beauty in it is, I believe we're being forced to look at it and deal with it, if not now, very soon in the future. And it is a wake-up call. There's a big wake-up call. The alarm is going off, and we got to see how long it takes us to absolutely confront what is happening. There's only so much longer that we can bury our head in the sand and not think, when we're, you know, scraping the tops off of mountains and drilling deeply in the ocean, doing these things, that the Earth is not communicating back to us, because I believe it is.
Yes, she is definitely in big movement right now, isn't
yes.
she? David, your book, latest book, Healing, offers numerous examples from clients and helpful stories from even your own life, of course, along with many practical exercises and diagrams mm-hmm. as well. Can you give us an example from one of your clients where seeing something about themselves helped them to heal on a physical level?
Well, trying to think of an example right off the top of my head. I was having a conversation with a person just a couple days ago, and they had commented to me that they seemingly were becoming more and more agitated and angry lately, and they didn't know what they could do about it. And I felt like, just by what I was smelling around them, there was a particular, this is probably getting a little too deep, but there was a particular smell and all these feelings. I said, you know, I feel that your liver has gotten congested with all of this intensity, and you know, and maybe it's time you do a little cleansing. But even more, you know, I explained to them how the meditation, how, you know, pure kind of cleansing their energy could help them, and I showed them the meditation. We actually worked with it then, and they went on and have been working with it for a few days now, and have reported back to me that they feel completely different in their body. And also, this person was having lots of issues with the lower back, and that's shifted just in a few days of meditating. And I could probably cite endless examples if I needed to, but that could just be a brief one right there.
Right, and you know, it's interesting because you said you actually had this smell coming from this person, and it's kind of like almost embarrassing to talk about it, but
yeah.
I think it was 60 Minutes had a segment of their program fairly recently on the fact that they're now training dogs
yes.
who can actually smell that a person is beginning to get cancer. So there is something
yes.
in what you're saying. And
yeah.
you are hypersensitive as a healer and
yeah.
able to sense these kinds of things.
I
just know that our listeners are going to want to be with
yeah.
you when you come to East West Books, and I'll be putting out the details of that. But why don't you invite them, David?
Well, if you're listening to this interview and anything's resonating with you, any curiosity, I don't care even if there's resistance or skepticism, come on out and join us. I'll be happy to meet you, give you a big hug, and entertain whatever questions you would bring to me.
And I said you'd probably sign their books if they buy your new book, Healing.
Absolutely. I'll stay, even if they kick me out of the store. I'll go outside and sign books on the sidewalk and talk to people.
Well, the new book is called Healing. You can, of course, get it at East West Books. Is it available on Amazon and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's available, you know, on Amazon. You can get it for the Kindle. That we have it on my website as an audio book. I've made it available, you know, any way people want it.
I love that. Well, the websites for David are thereluctanthealer.com and davidelliott-healing.com. And Elliott is spelled E-L-L-I-O-T-T. But then, of course, both of those will be linked on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. All right, you're not going to want to miss this guy. I mean, I know that. I read your energy, and I know you're going to be flocking there. And there is East West Books, one of our favorite places, downtown Mountain View. David Elliott will be there Saturday evening, July 17th, 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. But you do need to call for a place because, you know, they just have a certain amount of seats. 650-988-9800 to go to eastwest.com. And then David's going to be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m., $49 in advance, $60 the day of the event, called Unleash Your Healing Potential. And here's that number at East West again to call for that, 650-988-9800, 650-988-9800. Again, you can find out more about David and his work. His latest website is davidelliott-healing.com. David, thank you so much. I love your energy. As for one, I'm glad that you've become a healer, albeit a reluctant one, perhaps, instead of an actor. I think you're really affecting and influencing so many more people with that. Thank you so much for having been here.
Yes, thank you, Bonnie. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.